welcome to Soul Dive,
your one-stop K-pop / adulting podcast.
My name is Adult Michelle.
And I am sort of Adult Rike.
And we are here to have a talk with you guys.
Yes, we need to confess some things. Mm-hmm. It's been hard.
It's been a struggle. We are on a struggle bus.
On to
Struggleville.
Heading nowhere. Okay. Oh, I don't know which is worse.
I know, right? Yeah, we just got on the wrong bus and it's not stopping.
Nope. Oh, that fun fact, that has happened to me, that I got on a train. Yeah, it was like a subway in Cologne.
Mm-hmm.
And I pressed the button to stop and it didn't. And then like the train physically stopped, but then you have to press the button to open the doors.
Oh, yeah.
And the doors didn't open. And this guy just looked at me and shrugged and was like, well, I guess not. And I was like, okay.
Like, was he getting off too?
No, I don't think so. Oh. He just saw me on the struggle subway car.
Wow, I didn't even know that you could... That happened with trains too. Like you had to open the door yourself.
Yeah. I didn't. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Usually, I don't know, because maybe it was more of a local one or maybe it was just like a malfunction. But I mean, obviously it was a malfunction because the train stopped, but the doors wouldn't open. And I was just like, okay, I guess we're getting off at the next stop and walking back.
Yeah, yep. That's what's happening to us. Yeah.
Yes, we have a long way to walk back once we do get off the struggle bus.
Yeah, but you know, you and I, well, I can only speak for myself because I don't know, but it's just one of those weeks where you just, you know, cry in the club every day.
It's just one of those years where I cry in the club every day. Listen, this year so far, ever since day, I want to say 5, there hasn't been a day where I haven't been in pain after my accident. I had 2 COVID scares, like double the exposure, double the fun, as I said last week, but there have been more since then.
Always.
Now I'm sick for the first time in 2 years and I'm going through a breakup. I'm over it. I'm over it.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's just everyone and everything around you is malfunctioning. Yes.
Also, work is very, very, very busy and demanding.
Yeah, who would have thunk?
And yet somehow that is still the most fun thing about life right now. So what does that tell you about my life?
I mean, it means that good things are worth working for.
I guess so. I mean, that sounds very bleak, but honestly, work actually is a lot of fun. It's just very,
Yeah, that's the thing, because I feel like if everything else wasn't happening around you, you would be loving work and everything, which you already still are loving work, but it's a lot.
Yes, I am.
But yeah, that just sounds like a whole lot going on at once where things are spoiling the pot of goodness.
Definitely. And I feel like that's why I'm putting so much time and energy into work, because that's actually like the only rewarding thing right now to me.
Yeah.
Because I am getting positive feedback. I am having like good interactions with people. So I'm just like, you know, focusing all of my energy on that, which, you know.
Which also
good
isn't
and bad.
Yeah. Well, it's bad because, like I said during your special episode, you're a workaholic and we can't, you know, we got to take you to Workaholics Anonymous and sit you down.
It's a problem because once I get started, I have no chill and I need to find my chill. Yeah. And I need to find... The problem is I'm trying to find chill in good things that I enjoy, but I cannot do the things I enjoy right now because I'm either lacking the time or the physical ability or, you know, it's just... Or the mental capacity.
Yeah. Speaking of...
Yeah.
So this is why we're here to talk to you. Sit down. We need to talk.
Welcome to the struggle circle.
Yeah. So I think you and I, we were talking a little bit about... So the thing is that we love doing this podcast, of course, and this
so
is what we want to do. But sometimes what we want to do doesn't really take priority over the things we need to do.
Yes, which is adulting.
Yep. And even though we want to do it, it just... If you continue to do things like this, it starts becoming another stressor in your life instead of being fun. And we don't want that to happen. So that's why we're not taking like a full break, but we're just toning it down and taking out all
the
work.
We're relaxing everything a little bit. We're relaxing the structure. We're relaxing the format that we have going on, because we do put a lot of time and energy and work into this. And it's just... as you said, it's becoming a bit too much, and it's it rather than feeling like a hobby and something that makes us happy, it's starting to feel like an obligation.
Yeah, exactly.
On top of all the other obligations, and we don't want that to happen or to become a thing. So we're just gonna take it easy. We're just gonna chill a little bit. Chill with this one fun thing that's still left for us. No, I'm sorry. I'm being dramatic.
Yeah, we're being very dramatic.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna say, we're babies. Yeah.
We're dramatic babies.
Kind of love it. We're adulting babies.
Yeah. We're still babies trying to adult.
Every day, but yeah. Which doesn't mean that the K-pop will be gone.
Yeah.
On the contrary, it'll be just a little less like doing the K-pop news and more like having K-pop conversation.
Yep. Conversations with a K.
Yes. Aw. Conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Soul dive, : conversation.
Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah. We're just casual with a K again.
Yes.
Conversations.
Casual conversations.
All the subtitles.
Would you like to casually
conversate? Yes.
Would you like to casually conversate what brings you onto the struggle bus of ours?
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. For me, it's just that I took on way too many things, and then I'm adding on more things this cycle or like quarter or whatever this year. I guess for the record, I don't think I ever talked about this. I have 4 jobs. I'm yes. working in 3 different labs. 2 of them I'm the manager for. And then I have a therapy job that I'm doing. And all of them combined is like more than a full-time job. And I'm only getting paid for my one job.
The thing is also that, you know, in a way, yes, the 4 jobs are about as much as a full-time job. But the thing is that one full-time job has one schedule. It has one thing you have to focus on, one thing you have to kind of coordinate, one job that you have to like talk to people about. But with 4 different jobs, like the scheduling is harder, the communication with a K is harder.
Yeah. Oh.
Everything just like it's not, you know, 4 does not make one job.
Aww.
8 makes one team, but 4 does not make one job. You have 4 jobs, and it doesn't matter how much, you know, time it adds up to. It is 4 separate jobs, and that should not be a thing.
Because
it's no matter how much time you spend on it, it is too much.
It is. And also, the thing is that I'm going through, like, graduate school application process right now, which I guess that's one good news. I got a few emails back for interviews. So,
woo-hoo.
But that's another thing on my plate that I have to prepare for those interviews. So, yeah. I mean, it's a lot. So, that's why we're deciding to slow things down with Soul Dive, at least for the next few weeks or months.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, things can always change. We might even have weeks where we're like, you know what? Things are kind of like chill and we're going to do a full-blown like special episode or like a very long round up or catch up or whatever. But right now we just cannot promise our usual format.
Yeah.
And we're also trying not to like focus on the negatives at all because... But, you know, the thing is that sometimes life is hard, and the takeaway here should be that when things are hard, you're allowed to take a break, you're allowed to take care of your mental health, you're allowed to do things your way to ensure that, you know, you'll get through this, and you come out on the other end, not a shell of the person you once were.
Exactly. You gotta have the foresight to be like, maybe I can't, or I shouldn't. Even if you can, you shouldn't.
Exactly. Yeah. Like being, having the ability to do something doesn't always mean that you should do it.
Exactly.
It's not always in your best interest to just power through.
Mm-hmm. And we do not want to power through anymore. We just want to do the things that make us happy and that can actually help us.
Exactly. Which is having weekly conversations and recording them.
Mm-hmm. And not having all these obligations with it. Just having fun with it.
Yes, exactly. And hopefully it'll become the actual, like, the thing that it was supposed to be, which is an outlet and, you know, just a fun time, basically. Our happy space.
Mm-hmm.
Our happy internet space.
And I think we can still promise a fun time for everyone listening, too. I mean, our conversations are the funnest part anyway, with a K. Conversations.
I agree. I was like, where's the K in part? I know, right? Guys, I am not doing so well.
We put the K in fun.
We put the K in part.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're just gonna slow down, relax, just have a nice casual conversation. So if you would like to join us and, you know, be our pals during this wild ride of 2022.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, as usual, this podcast will be about, yes, K-pop, but also about how hard it is to adult. And you're always welcome to talk to us about that because we've been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And we may, even if we don't have any good advice, we do have 4 years to listen to. So let us all get through this together.
Yes, we have a master of disaster over here. And then I am a therapist in training.
Therapist with a K.
Yes. I love that. But yes, shall we then move on to our very fitting Korean word of the week?
Yes, Korean with a K.
No, that's accurate.
No, I will stop now.
Okay, so the word this week is 휴식. 휴식. And that means rest or break, whichever. Same thing.
Yes, either way, we need it. You need it. Everybody needs it.
Yes. And speaking of everybody needs it, the example sentence I have is 누구나 약간의 휴식 시간이 필요하다.
Oh.
So that means everyone needs a little time to rest.
I was going to say, it means everybody needs it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves it.
Me too.
We're good. We're okay, guys. We're okay.
We're more than okay.
Okay with a K. Last one, I promise. Okay. All right, as we promised, of course, there will still be K-pop with a K.
Yep.
It wasn't the last one, I'm sorry. And today we're taking it a little easier. We don't have as many things to talk about, but we do have some things to talk about. And one of them, and one that I'm very excited about, is Pentagon's Invite You album, released on the 24th of January, which I would like to be invited to that album. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so the title song, I think it's Feeling Like.
Yes.
And first of all, welcome back, Jinho,
from the military,
front center.
So happy. Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hi, we missed you. Can't believe it's that long already.
Yes. Oh God, true, since Road to Kingdom. Oh, we all remember that, don't we? If you don't remember, or if you haven't seen it, please watch the Road to Kingdom performance of Pentagon. Aww.
The spring snow one.
Yes, that was, man, I'm gonna cry again with a kid.
I know. Anyway. Like Hui.
Yes. I mean, I don't think I've ever cried like Hui in my life.
I know, right? Except when we were like 1 year old or something.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah, I have to say, because I listened to the song before I watched the MV, and I was like, I don't know about the chorus, like this, I don't know. But then I watched the MV and I was like, okay, now I know.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, because like the chorus, it kind of felt like not much to me just listening to it, but I really love the performance. Like the MV is such a like the outfits are great, the choreography is great, the performance is great. I really like the aesthetic of the MV with the song. So yeah, that made me happy. And of course, you know, he's back, so
I'm
very happy.
Wow, that's so interesting, because for me, so I watched the music video before I listened to the song by itself, and I had the opposite reaction.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I was like, the song is so catchy and nice, but I feel like the MV is so in my face and kind of like out of place in a way.
Oh, okay,
like the style with the dancing and everything.
Yeah.
Like it's good on its own, but then I feel like it didn't fit with the song vibe.
I like, because the song fell a little flat for me musically. So like, to me, the video enhanced it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're kind of getting at the same thing. Yeah, yeah, but a different,
like, it really did the opposite for us, but we arrived at the same station of the Pentagon struggle bus.
Of the struggle bus.
Yes. Yes. The comeback struggle bus.
Wow.
That's
interesting.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. No, but I like the Yeah, I like the concept of the album though, because it's kind of like darker. Like I am into it, and I got more into it the more songs I listen to, and I think The Game might be my favorite. Like The Game, Call My Name, and One Shot are just like.
Yeah, I was just listening through it too. I honestly liked all the songs. They were pretty strong and good. But The Game, though? Like,
The Game, though.
Holy moly. It's like rock opera or something. Yeah. It's so unique.
There was some Galileo Figaro going on there. Right? It was, man.
My God.
It was good. And Usopp made that one, right? He produced that one.
So, yeah. I mean, it seems like his kind of song.
I love that.
That
love
little
it.
Psycho.
I know. I mean, we love that. We love that little psycho with a K.
We love psychos. Yeah. So, of course, The Game is my favorite. I'll probably listen to it so much more later on, too, while I wait for Hui to come back.
Yes. How long has it been? Not that long.
He joined like pretty shortly after, you know, so I think he'll be back soon, maybe.
God, I really don't know what time is anymore.
Nope, me neither.
But yeah, I hope. But the thing is that once he'll be back, then the others will have to start going. And it's just like, ugh. But unrelated to it, just because like we talked about this probably during Road to Kingdom 2, but it's like, I feel like Pentagon should be way bigger than they are.
Yeah.
Like that is some serious K-pop skill.
I know, it's really sad. Not to go into the sad route, but because I follow, of course, I love Hui, so I follow him a lot. And I see him doing so much. Like, he's on every single program, like music show program, doing like producing stuff, doing things.
Yeah.
And you can tell he's like...
Triple H on Produce 101.
Yeah. He did that. And then he also produced like the second Produce songs too. Mm-hmm. And he was on a lot of other like competition shows, which who would want to put themselves through that if not for their group's like success and
honestly,
everything?
Just like... the love for music and the group and like the industry. Honestly, I blame Cube with a K. Cube sucks.
Cube sucks with a K.
Cube sucks. For sure. Two X's.
Oh, we're going to X's now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we don't want to go there. I have a lot to say about that right now, but no, we don't.
So very unfortunate, but hopefully.
Yeah. But Pentagon, amazing album. Going. Everyone should check it out. Everyone should hype Pentagon because they deserve it.
They do. Yeah. So many solid comebacks over the past few years.
Yes. Definitely. Amazing.
We love you.
I'm into it.
All right. Shall we then move on to... is this our last GOT7 boy that we are talking about?
In maybe. I forget how many. No, I don't think so. I think there's like one or two who we haven't talked about ever since.
Oh, yeah. There was, I think,
the Great Escape. Whatever you want to call it.
Yes. The Great Oh, my God. I can't talk.
The Great Escape.
Yeah. The Great Escape with an X.
Yes. And a K.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're talking about JB. I guess his new solo name is Def, with D-E-F with a period D-E-F. At the end. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Definitely.
So he came out with his solo album Love on the 26th of January.
L-O-V-E.
Yeah, I think we're waiting for one more member, because technically we did talk about Jackson a little bit.
We did, but I feel like
not his like solo stuff,
not that much, which I'm sad because he did release that one song that I really liked.
Ooh.
But it doesn't matter right now. Yeah. Sorry, Jackson, with an X and a K. We'll get back to you.
We're here for a JV.
Yes, and his Sunset With You MV, which I like his fluffy hair.
It's better than his mullet that he used to have forever.
God, oh, please.
Ooh. Yeah.
Great, now I'm in a negative place again.
bring it back.
I'm in mullet hell.
No. Yeah, I didn't expect this entire album to be so low-key and chill.
Yeah, it's very chill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the music they play in cafes in Korea. Like, just very, like, BGM, easy listening.
Yeah.
And I can see myself just, you know, putting it on in the morning before the sun rises, just, like, chilling, eating my cereal. contemplating life and why the hell I'm up before the sun even rises.
Yep. It's to listen to JB and eat cereal. Yes,
exactly. Why I listen to Sunset with You before sunrise.
As you should.
Yeah. But it's like the vibe is pretty consistent from what I've heard. So I think that's, it can be a good thing if it's like a good consistent vibe. Like sometimes I feel like it could backfire if it's just like boring or like the same bad song over and over. But with this one, I feel like it's really just, it's a good album to listen to and like just casually enjoy.
Yeah, same. It's very inoffensive, very easy to listen to, like you said. And he has a very soft, easy to listen to voice too.
He does, and very soft hair. I'm sorry, that wasn't meant to sound as creepy as it did.
No, you did. You did that on purpose.
I mean, maybe I was being creepy with a K on purpose, but
yeah.
Speaking of, little callback to Hui just now, but we're going to talk about 101 of all people.
Wow. In 2022?
In 2022, I guess they're back with Beautiful Part... I was going to say tres, but I don't speak Spanish, so I'm going to say three. that came out on January 27th, and I mean, we already saw it at MAMA.
Yeah.
But the problem with this release specifically for me is that now my hopes are up again.
No.
Now my hopes are up that they might do more, which they probably won't, but...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
101.
101. Yeah, this is the song they performed for Mama. Young Money
101.
Oh. Now we're in a negative space again. So this is the song they performed Mama for 2021. I was hoping they would release this.
2101.
Yeah, 2101. Uh-huh. Bringing back the 2017-18 feels, because we were so into them back then.
Oh, God. Especially. I remember us just, sharing earphones, walking from Shincheon to Hongdae and listening to Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That was such a good time. Such a good winter.
It was. It really was. And that winter was so great because... I mean, it's the winter we found 101, so we were listening to that. And then we watched The Greatest Showman, and we were listening to that. So it was just filled with such good.
It was a great music winter, exactly 4 years ago.
Oh,
God, man. It's been so long.
But it has.
The Beautiful Part 3, honestly, I love how reminiscent of the first part is, but it's still its own song. Like, I think they made this, like... connection. It's so well done.
Connection with a K.
Connection with a K. Wait, oh, no, that's
entertainment.
That's, yeah, connected. I was just gonna say, no, that's Daniels and Company.
Yeah, we won't come for his brand.
Kang with a K.
Yeah, I'm glad they came together to make this again.
Yes.
And to see that it's possible. But like you said, we'll have to see if they will keep doing that.
Oh, God, I really want that to happen. So torn. Part of me is like, nah, but the other part is like, yeah.
Parts like nah, and then other parts like yeah.
Yas. 101 yas.
I mean, maybe after all their contracts for every single one of their companies expires,
they can all sign with Connect Entertainment.
Yes.
And be 101 forever.
Yawani. Yeah. Yes, we're going to make that happen. We're manifesting it.
I mean, I hope Daniel's going to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I know. Oh, bright star on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From one W to the next, I just need to talk about this little bit of news because I'm just so heartbroken.
Oh, no.
The Roses, Usang, is opening for Epic High during their U.S. tour for their concerts. And I'm sad that we can't go.
When is the tour? It's going to be soon, right?
Yeah, I think it's very soon. I remember seeing that the tickets were getting sold out and stuff. So.
Oh, okay. That's sad.
Yeah, it's sad. Song.
But I'm still going to maintain that I don't want to go to concerts right now. Like, it doesn't feel safe or...
Yeah.
Nah,
I mean, I don't even want to go to a restaurant. I don't, let alone a concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, I mean, maybe in the future.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, it says they're in March.
Yeah, March is way too early.
Yeah, April. Yeah, I guess. 2023, yay!
Yes. Or even just...
The Rose Tour 2023, let's do it.
Yeah. Speaking of, though, this is a sidebar from when we talked about The Rose, the comeback with Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up. It wasn't a recent recording or like a filming of that video. It was from before because they had this like falling out with their company.
Oh.
So they had recorded this and made this song like way before, back in the day, like,
oh, I don't know,
it was like 2019 or something like that. Yeah, and then they just obligatory like release of it because I guess it was all resolved, aka okay. They left the company.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah,
that sounds dramatic.
So yeah, they didn't come back from the war yet. We weren't crazy for thinking it was out of nowhere.
Oh no, well, the Hot One's back yet? That is so sad.
Yeah. So Woozung is still out here alone. I think we need to give him some company.
Yes. I mean, now he has Epic High, and what better company could you
seriously?
Ask for, honestly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, good luck to them on their concert. Stay safe.
Yeah. God, yes, please. It's fine. It's going to be fine.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. But yeah, speaking of companies and leaving them and lying to everyone like a lying liar whose pants are on fire.
Yep, all of Good. That.
Listen, Jay Park, if I find you... Nah,
it did
just
not
kidding.
Take that long.
It did not take, honestly. And we were literally talking about it. How, like, mm-hmm. if it's a fake out, we're gonna be so mad. God. I guess maybe it's just his repertoire. Oh, yeah, let's maybe say what's happening first.
Yeah, Jay Park is not retiring, apparently, even though we thought that was his last release and then he's gone for good.
Because that's what he told us.
Yeah, but apparently not. He has one or two more albums in him before he does retire.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Well, I mean, if they're all like pre-recorded, then I guess it's like, what even is that?
I don't know. But I also saw rumors about him starting a company to create an idol group.
Oh, God.
And then there were just jokes of like, oh, so that's why he's stepping down from his company to make a new company. Like,
yeah. Oh, man.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, I know it's a great publicity stunt. I get it. Like, it gets the attention and it, you know. But at the same time, I gotta ask why. I gotta ask. Please, someone, tell
Give
me why.
Give us a reason. Tell me
tell
a reason.
Tell me why.
Yeah,
I
mean, he does what he wants.
Listen, 2022 is just stupid, okay?
It's these people that are making it stupid.
Yeah, nothing is what it seems.
Nope.
All the good things are very short-lived or fake, like the Rose.
Oh.
The comeback. Man.
Oh, I mean, that just makes me look forward to, though, when they finally do get back together and can do what they want.
Oh, God,
and
yes,
not
please.
Be abused by their companies.
Oh, man. Companies should not have as much power over their artists as they do.
Yeah.
But that's, I think, a topic for another day because, mm-hmm. man, we could probably do like a 3-hour special on that.
Yep. Yes, we can. Because we have seen a lot of companies do a lot of things over the years.
Yep. Man.
Mm-hmm.
God.
On that beautiful and happy note. Yeah, so those are the topics we just have. We're chilling. We're vibing. So
we're vibing.
Want to get into our song recommendation this week?
All right. For me, it's one of those comfort songs because at the moment, I cannot stand listening to like fast, like loud songs.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Like they make me very anxious. So the one I did listen to this week is Wonhui's Regulus, which is my favorite song of theirs. And Wonhui is, in general, a band that always, like, their music makes me very
calm.
At the very least, calm, but also, like, just happy. And it makes me feel something for once. Just kidding. So, yeah, Regulus. I don't know what I can say about it that hasn't been said before, but I just love it. I think it's one of the best K-pop songs ever made. Yes, I went there.
You did.
I did. I think it's brilliant. I think it's emotional. It's musically superior. It's vocally superior, it's guitar-wise superior, instrument-wise superior.
Yeah, the ultimate band
song. It's the ultimate band song, the ultimate band ballad, so yeah, Regulus. Yeah. Machi Am forever.
I love you until the day I die.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I support that. Regulus is an amazing song.
It is. It's so good. It's what got us into Onwee, right?
Yeah. You showed it to me and I was like, yeah. What is this?
Yes, we've never heard anything. Yeah. Never heard anything quite like it.
No,
it's a wonderful song. It's really K-pop just beautiful.
Needs more bands, honestly.
K-pop needs more bands, and that's why it's such a bummer that the Rose aren't actually back.
I know.
I want them back. Like, I'm so bummed. Like 2022 sucks even more now that I know that.
Yeah, it's okay. They will come back though.
Yes,
we can bet on it.
I hope so.
Okay, so for me, my song this week. It's actually by Mamamoo's Hwasa, and it's called Be Calm. So I always loved this song. It's on one of Mamamoo's albums, but it was her solo song. Mm-hmm. And I really loved it, but it just really hit different last night. And for this song, the English title, so it's Be Calm. It's kind of misleading because the original title, so the Korean title is Deumdeum Haejine, which just means you're becoming numb. So it's not really calm, it's numb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she wrote it, I think there's a backstory about like how she wrote it after she found out her uncle passed away due to, I think it was a car accident.
Oh.
So it's just about like when you're faced with like loneliness and sadness, but then you feel yourself feeling numb instead.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that kind of, I don't know, meaning to the song. It sounds really emo and sad, but honestly, it's so comforting. Like you said, with like finding a comfort song.
Yeah.
And it's really healing. So I just really like it. And she has an amazing voice, obviously.
She does have an amazing voice. I don't know the song. I should check it out.
Ooh, we can really listen good. To it after.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Do it. Do it.
So yeah. Comfort. All the comfort this week.
Yes. And while we go listen to Hwasa, we hope mm-hmm. you guys have a great week. A great 2022. We hope all the struggles we're on, we're going through, are the struggles that you don't have to go through right now. So, you know, balance.
Yeah.
And hopefully we will see you next week in a better place. Until then, goodbye.
Bye. With a K.
Thank you for listening to Soul Dive.
If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast for more.
If you have 5 minutes to kill, we'd love it if you also left an Aju Nice rating and review on Apple Podcasts.
If we didn't talk about your faves this week, feel free to holla at us on our socials, which are
Instagram @SoulDive
and Twitter @SoulDivePod.
Bye!
Bye!